Tall Drink of Water by Object Lesson. Fandom, Stargate Atlantis. Relationship, Rodney McKay, John Shepherd. Read by It Started With Alex. They're trying to help Radek with his profile on the new, very secret and very intriguing Atlantis dating site that popped up on the server from an anonymous group of programmers. Sam hasn't found it yet, or else she has, and just has bigger fish to fry than shutting it down, and everyone John knows is using it while it's hot, without actually saying they're using it. Except him. He scoured the profiles looking for any that could be Rodney, maybe, sue him, but he hasn't made a profile of his own. Dating, or even thinking about dating, seems pointless when he's already doing the whole unrequitedly in love with his straight best friend thing, like it's his goddamn second job. I just don't know what to write. I don't know what my good qualities are, Radek gripes, swirling the last grainy dregs of his coffee around in the bottom of his mug, squinting miserably at the tablet screen. If there are any. Don't say that. I'm sure there are. Don't let McKay get to you, John says, patting Zelenka's shoulder and shooting a look at Rodney. Hey, how is this my fault? Look, Radek, just because you aren't as smart as me doesn't mean you're not smarter than most people on the base. You can still, like, talk about how smart you are in your dating profile. Question. Has bragging about your genius ever helped you get laid, Rodney? John teases. Because teasing Rodney is his best defence. If he doesn't tease him, the way he feels will just leak right out. Blood soaking through a fresh bandage as he hemorrhages love everywhere, raw and obvious, and bright crimson red. Yes, I'll have you know it worked spectacularly, Rodney sputters, eyes worried in that way they always are when he lies through his teeth and, oh. John would kiss the half-frowned slant of his mouth 100 times every day if he was allowed to. Stupid, brilliant, arrogant, insecure man. Ignore him. We know he's fibbing, Zelenka mumbles. But women like you, how do you do it? They just sort of do. I don't know, John admits, scrubbing a hand over the back of his neck. They like me because they can sense I'm gay and misinterpret that as a non-threatening, sensitive, straight guy energy, he thinks. But he can't say that to Radek, so instead he offers, just be, gentlemanly, I guess. Well, what would you write if you were writing a profile for yourself? Radek asks, eyes flashing behind his glasses so pitifully John can't help but give it his best shot. I'm John Shepherd, I'm 38, I like Ferris wheels, football and fast cars, but not fast women, he spits out, thinking, women at all. How does that sound? Rodney wheels over on his wheelie chair, making a disgusted face. You would not use that as a dating profile. Liking football is far from your best quality, and you know it. John snorts, like Rodney knows anything about best qualities. Hey, it's exactly what I'd put. How do you get so many hot girls throwing themselves at you? Rodney all but yelps. See, if I were you, I'd have plenty to say, and I wouldn't even have to sugarcoat it. John raises his eyebrows and crosses his arms, wondering if Rodney even knows how confusing and awful half the shit he says is. If he knows what it does to John, enduring all these stupid little moments of hope, sprinkled in with the barren expanses devoid of it. The stuff that keeps him wondering, keeps him coming back, even if he knows it's pathetic. Oh, really? What would you say if you were me? Rodney gestures helplessly in the air for a moment. I mean, something about, I don't know, all of your, something like, tall, handsome drink of water, artfully tousled hair and hazel green eyes and a heart-melting smile and all the smooth moves any lady could dream of. Like, Jesus, you actually have shit to work with besides your brains, unlike the rest of us, Rodney snaps, before turning to Radek with a pitying look. No offence. Tall drink of water. That was beautiful, McKay. Now, write your buddy one, John mumbles, jabbing his thumb towards Zelenka. Cheeks hot, chest housing a frustrated knot of warring impulses. He wants to shake Rodney, beg him to explain how he can say shit like that and still, somehow, not realise that they should be together. Remind me to never enlist you as my wingman, he adds then, a useless insult tacked on before the way he feels leaks right out, blood soaking through a fresh bandage as he hemorrhages love everywhere, raw and obvious and bright crimson red.